Hello, everyone, and yes, welcome to The Intersection. I'm Cheryl Riggs, UTC President and CEO, and I'm very honored to be here with two great legacy UTC leaders, and I want to give you just a quick introduction as we give them a warm welcome onto our first podcast. UTC stands for Utilities Technology Council, and we are a member trade association that has been here over 70 years, and we proudly serve utilities of all types. That's IOUs, co-ops, public power, water, gas, and we also serve our technology partners, which are associate members, which help the utilities deliver the sustaining critical energy to all of us and keep the gas flowing, keep the water flowing, and keep the lights on that you're able to turn on so easily. So just to tell you about UTC so you'll know who these great gentlemen are as far as their tremendous work that they've done. So as I said, Greg has been in the industry over 42 years. He served on UTC's board since 2001. He is a Dondonville and Meehan Award recipient, which for those that are not familiar, he's basically been the MVP, and he's also been the Lifetime Achiever as well. And he is the second chair to serve for 2 years. Before I introduce Mr. Lambert, do you want to add anything else about that you'd like everyone to know?
Well, thank you, Cheryl. First, I would like to thank my company, CenterPoint Energy, for their support in supporting me to participate in UTC all the way back since 2001. And secondly, I would like to thank those of our members that have supported me as your chairman of UTC for the last 2 years.
So now with that being said, I'd like to also introduce and give, hopefully we're all going to give a warm welcome to our current UTC Board of Directors Chair, Mr. Paul Lambert. He has also been with the industry 42 and a half years. Amazing. And also to his term of tenure of expertise and service, he served with UTC for over 40 years. And he also has received an award this year. He received the Chairman Award, and we had the pleasure of meeting his wonderful wife. And she also has been heavily involved right along with our current chair, Mr. Lambert, in moving the meter forward for UTC and the industry. So I want to say thank you again to both of you, but thank you, Mr. Lambert, for joining us. And I want to ask if you have anything else that you'd like to add yourself.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. And welcome to all the listeners out there. Yes, the company East River Electric Power expressed my appreciation to them. They've been a long time supporter of UTC, and my predecessor, Mark Weismantel, served in leadership capacity in UTC for decades. And so it was just kind of a natural transition for me, but really excited about this opportunity. And thanks.
Well, let's get started and just have a good conversation so we can see what insights that these two gentlemen can give all of us as we move forward. So to start, Greg, what words of wisdom can you give Paul as you pass the torch?
Paul, enjoy the time that you have as chairman. It will go by fast, as many past chairmen and chairwoman have stated. You're at the head of a great organization. UTC has been here for 72 years and will go on for another 72 plus. If you have any questions, reach out to myself or any of the past chairs and the LAC, that's the Leadership Advisory Council. You're not alone in this. There are a lot of great experience and expertise at your disposal. Reach out to staff. We have a wonderful organization, and I've really enjoyed my time as chairman. Make it yours. Your leadership will keep UTC strong and going even after you're no longer chairman. Make it yours.
That is great advice. And I just want to remind everybody, because we said pass the torch. So that is the title of this podcast, because it's not just something you say. It's actually a ceremony. And I love the way, Greg, the way you ended it by saying make it yours. And I'm sure Paul is going to do wonderful things. So with that being said, Paul, can you tell us, you know, our members are our lifeblood, and that's everything from committees and so forth, but what are your recommendations for increasing utility engagement across all platforms as we continue to endure and recover from the pandemic.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Thanks to Greg first for his leadership and the steady rudder past 2+ years. This pandemic has caused and continues to cause challenges for all of us, both our members and our technology partners alike. It's a battle, and if we tackle it one day at a time, I think that's how we get through it. Utilities have always been innovative to meet the challenges, and I think we'll continue to do just that. I just think that's really a strong suit for us, and I just think that it will continue because we've been innovative, we'll continue to be innovative. Participation in UTC committees, joining a working group, engaging in regional events, and the online training webinars, I think is just a fantastic way to re-engage. Our technology partners are doing their part, and we as utilities must do our part as well to get re-engaged. Building and supporting the local region, building those strong relationships with your peers, I think is critical. Because if the regions are strong, then the entire organization will be strong. Probably the highlights of what I think, Cheryl, for trying to increase engagement is it's the regions is the critical piece.
I agree, and I thank you. Well said, and I just want to also echo or amplify, thank you both. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Paul, for your leadership. Paul, of course, your upcoming leadership. But I want to remind everyone how you both were captain and co-captain of a ship as we navigated through very difficult waters with the pandemic. So I want to thank both of you and, of course, the other members of the executive committee. It was very challenging, as you stated, for members, for staff, for us personally with our families. So nothing to be to take lightly. So I just want to extend another thank you to both of you. And thank you, Paul, for your continued leadership. So this is going to be great. And your words, actually, we definitely have to focus on increasing that engagement at the regional level and let it continue to flourish upwards. So that's great advice. But Paul, also, you know, now that you're chair during the end of this year and 2022, do you have any specific plans or collaborative projects in mind as you've thought about this?
Well, as you might recall, and those that maybe are new to this, but we've expanded the board of directors for UTC to include all the regional chairs. And last year, we reactivated the LAC, the Leadership Advisory Council. We've also reinstated the technical division. And each one of those efforts is to get as many and different perspectives as possible into the conversation. We're at the beginning stages of our strategic plan, evolving that from the present plan we have, but trying to move that forward. And it's a comprehensive effort. It's going to set the course for the next 3 years for the association, and it's critical that we've got as many voices into that process as possible. And so I think these metrics that we've put in place will do just that. The continued collaboration within the industry, advocacy is paramount for us because we rely so heavily on the FCC and those other agencies. With the constant policymaker changes, there's always the need for education for them as well as our own members. So I think those are the what I would consider to be kind of the key points for us as the board moving forward in this next year.
I think that's great, Paul, and you're right. There has been quite a bit of collaboration and innovative efforts that have been put in place in this year, 2021, and that we will continue to go forward with your leadership to see those initiatives and collaborations to expand and also stay strong. And one of collaboration that, you know, of course, is just everyone can collaborate one-on-one. I definitely can say I have received a ton of guidance and innovative ideas just from conversations with yourself and Greg. And we can see that also embedded in the fabric of UTC as we go forward. So it's once again, the collaboration, it all of us have to just participate, as you all have said, as I've tried to also encourage people, participate. We want to hear from you, whether it's committees, and if this is your first time hearing anything about UTC, we still want to hear from you. This is about the intersection of where energy meets you. So as you already heard from our current chair, Paul, we're putting the call to action, and we're moving forward and marching and trying to move the meter. So thank you, Paul. That was great. Now, Greg, we'll need your historic wisdom. You are, like I said, the second chair that had the opportunity of serving two terms. And especially, you're probably the only chair, I'm pretty sure, that served in a pandemic. So we have to really see what insights that you can give us. So I'm going to ask you, what are some of the trends in the energy and utility sector and technology sectors that you have seen during your time as UTC chair?
First, we had COVID, and we all had to pivot and use technology that was at our fingertips, such as WebEx, Zoom, and others. Our meetings took on a very different way of communicating and doing business. We turned to a virtual world. This has enabled us to make our events available to those that cannot attend due to travel restrictions. We now have the possibility of participants from all over the world. We're not now locked into one geographic location. It was great seeing everyone in Portland at Telecom and Technology 2021. And as we migrate back to in-person meetings, the virtual piece will always be with us. This broadens our reach and our audience. We must take advantage of this to expand UTC.
Well, that was definitely a whole lot of great wisdom that you just shared with us. And we too will take that and move forward. And I know Paul, he's already off and running with all that, because you, as I said, you both have been working side by side. All that you said was absolutely resonated definitely with myself, and I'm sure it's resonating with people who might listen to the podcast. As far as the impact of COVID, it's changed all of our lives across the industries, across the world, across the globe. So in the ways that you said, so thank you, because nothing can replace in person. Absolutely. However, COVID, the one thing that we all learned is at least we still can try to simulate and try to be together and connect in some shape, form, or fashion, because we do have technology at our fingertips. So that was great. So I'm going to just now, with our last question as we come to a close, I want to ask you, Paul, as now that you're coming, you're the future, based on what you know you've experienced, where do you see energy and technology and utility sectors going from where we are presently? And also, Greg touched upon DEI. What impact do these trends have on workforce development and DEI within the industry?
Well, thank you, Cheryl. And again, I would agree with Greg and his assessment that the virtual element will continue. It's just a great asset and enhancement that we found. I think UTC was probably the first association to have an in-person meeting and conference in 2021. And just goes to show that, you know, that we were very mindful of the COVID protocols, but yet we knew the impact of getting together in person with our technology partners. And the overarching response was that everybody, because we're people and we want to interact with people, and so it was just critical that we were able to get together. So UTC, in my opinion, you know, led the way to say, yes, we can do this. Yes, we can be within the protocols to keep everyone safe. And so again, the energy technology sector is extremely fast-paced. Changes come very rapidly. Most utilities, I feel, are probably more of the slow, methodical type. So it challenges us to have that type of dynamic that we need to adapt to. And not only in the technology things that we adapt to, but also in our workforce. The explosion of smart devices, the numbers are boggling to me that when they talk about what they're projecting, the number of devices out there. So this automation, in order for those devices to work, it's going to need very robust communication networks. And UTC is at the forefront of those trying to promote and understand what those networks need to be. And so it's a focus on retraining those of us that have been in the industry, but it's also encouraging that next generation of workforce to have an industry that they're willing to take a look at. And there are so many different opportunities and wide-ranging aspects of that, that the education piece for them to even just kind of open the door and peek in and see, oh, is this something I might be interested in? Because our utility sector is going to need a very high influx of individuals with vast different perspectives. Don't want to say it, but, you know, Greg and I are getting older. So we're going to be retiring before too long. And so, and there's, you know, if you look across the whole industry and you think about, there's a number of individuals that we've met over the years that have already retired, and we're looking for the next person to step into that. And so I think those are the impacts that we'll have on the industry, is finding enough people and then trying to, you know, brace for that technology, for just the intense automation that's going to take place within the utility sector. I'm excited about the expansion of innovation labs that companies are adopting. I think there's a number of companies that have had labs, but I think they're just going to expand, and then other companies getting into that to help as a training tool to understand, and, you know, what works best for us type of thing. So, and then of course the never-ending need for advocacy. It just is one of the pillars of UTC, and I think it'll continue to do that in the future. So I think all of those things, is kind of what I see from, you know, what's ahead of us. And appreciate the opportunity to have a few minutes just to share those thoughts with our listeners. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'm going to just, you know, say thank you again to Paul Lambert, our current UTC Board of Directors Chair. And thank you, Greg Angst, our former UTC Board of Directors Chair. I want to thank both of you for sharing all of this, your insights. And I hope, just like you said, Paul, this gives our listeners a peek into this huge and critical industry, some of the people that work in it, and the great rewards of actually being a public servant, as you all are, and coming up with technology solutions together collaboratively, not only with our technology partners, but as you stated, with our regulators, our lawmakers, other industries, to make sure that each one of us has the ability to keep the lights on, to turn our water on, to use our devices, to keep our gas flowing. And I hope that this, you will join us, listeners, on other podcasts, and also go to utc.org and learn more about some of the things that was talked about today. And please reach out to us, UTC staff, and of course, our members, our leadership. The Board of Directors is listed. I know we mentioned the LAC, our Leadership Advisory Council. All of that information and contact information can be made available. It's a call to action for you. And we thank you again, Paul and Greg, for joining us on our first podcast episode, it was appropriate that the leadership would be here to give us a launch. And I think you have done just a great job, and we look forward to more conversations. And thank you again. And thank you all our listeners for joining us on our podcast, The Intersection. Thank you.